I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, January 26. Coming up, government continues training opportunities for Jamaicans. Prime Minister declares stock market an area of strategic investment and $10 million water shop in Clarendon to be completed by March. The news in detail after this message.
Psst. Smarty out there want you. Them not just want you, them need you. Yes, you are someone's type. So sign up today for the JIS Blood Drive and save a life. February 7, 58A Halfway Tree Road, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just call 926-359-024 and sign up. Or email your name and contact details to radio@jis.gov.jm. JIS Blood Drive, February 7. You are someone's type.
Now the news. The government remains resolute in creating an enabling environment for Jamaicans to access continuous training opportunities and equip them for the 21st century labour market. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, made the declaration at a stakeholder meeting at the Office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. He says the ministry is mobilising its teams to ensure that Jamaicans are educated, trained and retrained to global standards. This is critical, Mr. Green says, as the country's human capital plays a crucial role in achieving the national goal of 5% annual gross domestic product, GDP growth, in 4 years.
We remain optimistic that the target will be realized, but not only realized, that the target will be exceeded. The success of the council is, in fact, Jamaica's success.
The meeting was organized by the HeartTrust NTA to dialogue with Economic Growth Council Chairman Michael Lee Chin regarding the role of education and training in achieving GDP growth. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Jamaica's stock market represents an area of strategic investment capable of facilitating equitable wealth distribution. He notes that it opens opportunities for all members of society to expand their means and access economic benefits. Delivering the keynote address at the 12th Jamaica Stock Exchange Regional Investments and Capital Markets Conference on January 24, the Prime Minister said inequity has been one of the biggest obstacles to economic transformation.
In the stock market, it allows the rich man and the poor man to own wealth, to own a part of the factor of production, to own parts of firms. And so it's critical that we promote a stock market. In the balance of things, it is important that we encourage a stock exchange.
The three-day conference is being held January 24 to 26 under the theme Global Investment Horizon, or Options and or Future. The construction of a $10 million water shop in Pennants, Clarendon is expected to be completed by March this year. The project, being undertaken as a pilot, is expected to provide easier access to potable water for more than 1,000 residents in and around Pennants. Work is being carried out by Dillon Construction.
Council was basically non-existent for a couple of weeks, and you have a changeover with all the signatures, the new mayor, new administration. So that had caused a delay in the actual process itself. Now that we are in the new year, we are trying to ensure that we complete the process by end of March or before.
Superintendent of Roads and Works at the Clarendon Municipal Council, Wayne Mitchell. The Watershop project was launched by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie November last year and involves construction of a fenced complex to accommodate 8 1,000-gallon water tanks as well as an administrative office. And effective July 1, it will be mandatory for granulated sugar to be packaged and labelled in accordance with Bureau of Standards Jamaica requirements. This is part of efforts to boost production and productivity in the sector. The inclusion of granulated sugar follows the gazetting of the Compulsory Standards Declaration of Standard Specification Brown Sugar Revised Order 2016. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says under the new labelling system, sugar sold on the local market will be packaged to guarantee the integrity of the product and to protect it from contamination.
We want to give the manufacturing sector and those workers in the field who produce cane that is processed into sugar and those creative manufacturers who have designed their own packages for export, we want to give them an even chance to succeed. Because if we succeed in this venture, the net returns to Jamaica in terms of foreign exchange earnings and creation of jobs is enormous.
Minister Samuda was speaking at the Jamaica Stock Exchange's 12th Regional Investment and Capital Markets Conference in Kingston earlier this week. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.